right around the country, Australia is a world leader when it comes to medical research, especially when it comes to, nanotechnology and fine operations and fine equipment. And around about over a quarter of a million cases of brain cancer a year, and about 2.3% of that time can make a significant impact relating to stroke or death of the patient. A lot of Australian researchers have been working very, very hard. And great to have a chat this morning to Professor Robert McLaughlin. It's called the Smart Needle. Robert, good morning. I would imagine you'd be very excited about, the response you've had so far and how the tests have been going.
Good morning. Yeah, it certainly is an exciting time. We've been working on this for quite a few years. We've just done our first human experiments last year. And so it's a really exciting time to sort of check in on this technology.
It's called the Smart Needle, and I would imagine for someone on the receiving end of the needle, I suppose if you went along to your doctor and you were given a diagnosis that an operation on the brain was required, I would imagine that would probably be one of the most terrifying bits of news any patient could get.
The truth is, especially patients with brain tumours, they go on a very fast track. So the time between when you get a diagnosis and when you undergo surgery is often very quick. So people are certainly having to process an awful lot when they're going for that sort of surgery.
Where are we at in the world of science and medicine when it comes to brain surgery? We've come a long way in a very short period of time, but how much more do we need to know? And inventions like this Smart Needle, how much safer is it making? And in the long run, how is it making the outcome better for the patient?
There is an awful lot that we can do these days that we can't do a few years ago. And Australia is a great place for neurosurgery. We have incredibly skilled surgeons working with us. So we've got a really high quality health system. And the quality of the surgeon has a huge impact on what happens in your surgery. For us, one of the exciting things is we're the first group in the world to invent a probe like this. So to actually put some smarts in the needle so we can make sure the needle doesn't hit anything it shouldn't hit. Right now, I think there are about 1,900 people in Australia every year who are diagnosed with brain tumours, and about 1,300 people will die. So it's a serious problem, and where this is really the sort of tool that can make that sort of surgery safer.
So tell us about the needle. What makes it so smart?
So what we've done is we've put a tiny camera inside the needle so it can see where it's going. More importantly, it can tell the surgeon before it hits anything it shouldn't hit. That camera is the size of a human hair. We put down the needle and we can actually look out from the needle. Now, one of the things that's really good at seeing is blood vessels. And if you put a needle in someone's brain, you really don't want to hit a blood vessel or you create a stroke. So right now, when it's important that they do put needles in sometimes. If you've got a brain tumour, it's absolutely critical they know exactly what sort of tumour it is so they can give you the best treatment, but they need to not hit a blood vessel. Now, the surgeons are incredibly skilled, and they can do this fairly safely, but still about 2 or 3% of the time they'll hit a blood vessel, and that can lead to permanent disability. That could, for example, lead to paralysis. And about 1% of the time, the patient can die there. So we put a tiny camera in the needle, it can see out, and it can tell the surgeon if there's a blood vessel there so they can not hit it.
Rob, is this a world-first development?
This is. So we're the first people to put that sort of camera in the needle, and also the first people to take that into humans. The really, really exciting thing over the last 6 months is we've been working very closely with the neurosurgeons at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital in Western Australia, incredibly skilled neurosurgeons, and they've allowed us to actually bring this in surgery to really try that out, to learn a lot, and to take that next step we need to do towards getting this into common usage in the hospitals.
Well, that's a challenge, isn't it? Because it's all very well to invent a device, it's all very well to put it together, but it's got to be used on a day-by-day basis by the men and women who are on the front line. How have surgeons responded thus far to the Smart Needle?
Really well. So we've been getting a lot of positive feedback from the surgeons we're working with. And one of the really great things, because they do this day in and day out, they can start to see all the other things we can do with it as well. So when I'm working with the surgeons, they're constantly going, hey, we could use it for this type of surgery as well. And some of the other feedback we're getting is from other surgeons where when you're going into someone's body, once again, you still don't want to hit blood vessels. And so this is something we think we can actually generalize to a whole lot of other types of surgery as well.
How long has it been in development?
We've been working on this for about 8 years. And actually, we didn't start in brain surgery. So with these tiny, tiny needle camera, with these tiny smart needles, we started working with some breast cancer surgeons to see if we could make their surgery safer and more successful. And it was during that process that we were talking to the neurosurgeons and we realised, you know, this is the perfect tool for them. And neurosurgery, because it's so important to not hit blood vessels, that it's a really great place for us to really try and hit first and do something very impactful.
As a researcher, do you get a real sense of achievement when you design or set out to design something to do a specific job, and then all of a sudden you realise, hang on a minute, we're going to be able to use it for X, Y, and Z as well.
As a researcher, that's really, really exciting. But actually, probably the best part of my job is that I get to work with patients so that I know that the research I do can have a real impact. And the truth is, it's absolutely humbling to do that. During your normal day at work, you have all sorts of stresses, all sorts of challenges that go on. But the patients we're working with, they're in a really, really scary place. And we sort of get the opportunity to see people in the worst place, but really people at their best. During this trial, especially, the patients were incredibly supportive. At one point, the experiments were running late. We were going to be cancelled for the day. And actually, it was the patient who was about to go in the operating theatre who piped up and said, no, this is really important. I know things are running late today in the surgery, but I really want this research to happen because it's going to have an impact.
Well, it's fabulous news. The $64,000 question is, when will the smart needle be available nationally?
So our goal is to try and get that into clinical practice in the next 5 years. And that might seem like a long time, but when you come up with a new medical device, you've really got to make sure that you're not going to cause any damage. So there are a large number of trials, a large number of safeguards you have to go through. The truth is, getting as far as taking into our first unit is only half the journey. The second half of that journey is then getting that through into clinical practice. And we've got some really good people working on that. And we're starting some conversations with some of the large medical device manufacturers who are really interested in what we've been doing here.
Now, are they Australian or are they overseas?
A lot of those companies are overseas, but they have a presence in Australia. For us, I think one of the really exciting things, because we've got the expertise to make it here, we really believe this is something we can manufacture in Australia. Cancer is a worldwide issue, and if you want to impact the most number of people, then really you're talking to some of the international companies. But this particular thing, we think we really have the expertise to make that here. So we're thinking that's something we can keep in Australia. It's a perfect technology for Australia. It's small, it's high tech, it's portable. It's something that we can export to the rest of the world.
Robert, thanks very much for your time this morning. It's amazing, isn't it? It's the things that are happening behind the scenes when it comes to medical research and research of all kinds.